Today, the Clientele from England join us with a fine new album called God Save the Clientele. They are Alistair McLean on guitar and vocals. James Hornsey plays the bass. Mark Keane plays the drum. And the latest member, Mel Drazy, she plays violin and keyboards. We'll begin with this performance of a song from the new album, God Save the Clientele, called Queen of Seville. Absolutely beautiful version of a gorgeous song called The Queen of Seville, which you will find on the Clientele's latest album called God Save the Clientele. Around the room, Mark Keane is on the drums, James Hornsey on the bass,
Mel Drazy on, she just played the keyboards and she's picking up her violin, and Alistair McLean writes the songs and is playing guitar. I must tell people, in a rather unusual way, it's almost like you're half a finger picker.
Well, I should be a full finger picker, but as you can see, after one show, I broke off one of my nails and I've got my Estee Lauder press-ons now, which has given me a little trouble, but we'll get through it together, I'm sure.
Now, I understand you there's always got to be somebody who meets somebody to begin a band, and it was you and James who met in school?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And it had to do with he was a fan of the Scottish band Felt.
That's right, yeah.
And how did it lead from there? Did you name other bands you were all into? Or
I guess. I mean, I had a lot of friends who I went to school with, and he had a lot of friends who he went to school with. And when our two schools merged, we were looking out. We were kind of looking for any other long hairs in the area, you know. And James just had a pencil case that had Felt, among other bands, on it. And I didn't really know whether... I thought, wow, he's someone else other than me has heard of Felt in this small town outside London. And that's just so our two groups of people kind of became friends. And that's what this band ended up out of.
And you should tell people a little bit about Felt and what they sound like, because they're certainly not even now well known.
No, I mean, they had a virtuoso kind of classical guitarist, a Spanish guitarist who played an electric guitar. And a guy who wrote these still very beautiful lyrics. They haven't dated. They're so, you know, he's one of the only true poets who've worked in the idiom of pop music, I think. And they were obsessed with Andy Warhol and the Velvet Underground and pop music. So they put those three things together. And I don't think anyone had ever done that before.
No, and a lot of those things are things I wouldn't call you obsessed, but that you're certainly involved with now.
Well, they all put light bulbs above my head, yeah, when I was young, and certainly.
Right. The Clientele are our guest today, and there's a beautiful song that begins the album called Here Comes the Phantom. Can you do that one?
We can.
April in my mind, but I can see. So I took a walk. Again, the reckoning.
Clientele are playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and that's Here Comes the Phantom from God Save the Clientele, their new one. And you guys are playing an extensive tour of the U.S., but I was kind of shocked to read that you have a much larger following here than in England.
We do, yeah. I'm shocked by it, too.
I'm curious. Because a lot of your songs do kind of conjure up an England that may or may not exist anymore that we would like to fantasy kind of, foggy days.
Yeah, we're too English for, the English. That's definitely an accusation that's been leveled at us
really?
Before.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's great that you're finding a good audience here, too, because I did want to ask about an American band, though. We talked a bit about Felt. You guys reference the Monkees a lot, and I want to know I want to know how serious the reference is, so assuming it is, what are the Monkees' attributes that you love?
It's deadly serious. I think with the Monkees, they're just part of all of our childhoods, because people of a certain generation in England, before we learned to be snobbish or discerning about music, the Monkees TV show would be on in the summer holidays when you were at school, and you would watch it. And I just found this joyful music with amazing guitar playing. Obviously, it wasn't their amazing guitar playing, but my philosophy of pop music is that doesn't really matter. I mean, the fact is that it's amazing. That's all you need. And and then they went kind of weird later on and made strange films, and there were some beautiful pieces of music that came out of that. I like them as much as the Beatles. I just think it's very strange that to this day people are still funny about them.
Are there other LA bands of that era that are you attracted to also?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the main place and time that my record collection is based on. The Byrds, the West Coast pop art experimental band, Love, Buffalo Springfield, Phil Spector, Brian Wilson. Something was in the water there. It's beautiful music, but it's full of dread as well.
Absolutely. That's a great way to describe it. We've been playing a lot of a song called Bookshop Casanova because we kind of recognize the character. It might surprise people to hear what they've been hearing to hear that song. That song's a bit more harder and up-tempo than everything on the album. How did that come about?
As a joke, really. I mean, I just wrote it as a joke. Because, sometimes you're walking around and you get music in your head and you think, oh, that's just too tacky I'm going to edit that out of my creative project. But on this occasion, it just got left in. I played it to the others and I did. They came up with a lovely disco-flavored instrumentation. I played it to the string arranger and he absolutely loved it. So it just, gathered momentum and ended up on the record.
I hear this story about more and more pop songs have become hits. It's always the thing that you didn't think would fit that it turns out.
Yeah, well, we'll see if this one's a hit.
Well, we love it. So can you do that one?
Yeah.
I come.
Bookshop Casanova finishing up our set today from the Clientele playing live. It was great to meet you. Thank you so much for coming by.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Clientele, our guests, and we'll return in a moment here on the World Cafe.